This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. You know, things are moving in the right direction when your partner looks at the clock and says, uh-oh, you're late, get going.
Get out of here.
I have this down to the second, how I do this, and sometimes I miss a second or two, but it's kind of like most of the time I hope this is a well-oiled machine, or sounds like it's a well-oiled machine, even though...
Why are you of the mind.
Right. So we all have minds. So anyway, I want you to know how much I appreciate Richie and Kenny and
Roberta too,
and Jennifer. You and I have been across hairs today.
I'm telling you,
fun.
Once you get Jennifer mad, you're going to pay for it for a long time.
She paid for lunch for tomorrow, so I'm figuring
that's right.
That I'm going to have to sit at the back of the room or something. She'll sit with Meredith, and I'll
sit with Meredith, yes.
In the back of the room.
All I'm saying is she comes across as all sweet and nice.
Very friendly
and everything, but once you cross her, once you just say one too many things that make her mad... You're done, brother.
So do I lose the audience if Jennifer's after me? Do
I'm
I?
I'm very
she get
patient.
The,
absolutely.
Until I'm not anymore.
Really? Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Coming up in this hour of the Good Day program, we have Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us in a few minutes to talk about the important medical news of the week. Later on in the hour, Dr. Joy Brown is going to talk with us about marriage and whether or not you, those of you who are happily married, ought to renew your marriage licenses and your vows. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, not necessarily in any particular order.
Do you get to renew your license? Do they expire? This is a perk I never heard of.
I'm just sort of putting the two things together.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so we have the law enforcement overview of the Ray Rice video, and Commissioner Goodell, Richie says he's not in the wrong here. There was an interview that he gave to Nora O'Donnell on CBS, and we have another few bits and pieces. I don't know that we need to listen to a lot of it, Richie, but I think there are some telling moments in here. Because
the bottom line is that now a police officer from I don't know whether he's from the city or from the hotel itself, says that he sent the NFL a copy of the video, and the NFL is saying, we never saw it, although somebody there acknowledges
receiving it. Didn't he say the AP sent it to the NFL?
No.
That's not the way it went?
It was a police officer. And that somebody in the NFL received it, but now we don't know who.
In the interview with Nora O'Donnell, Goodell said that the NFL asked authorities for the tape of Rice hitting his now wife in the elevator of that casino in Atlantic City, but were not able to get it. The footage that leaked in February showed Rice dragging her out of the elevator.
That's not good enough.
So the video sent by the law enforcement official, which was shown to the AP on Monday, is longer than the TMZ version and has some of the audio. In the video, a hotel staff member can be heard saying, no cops, as they see Rice dragging her out of the elevator. When asked about the voicemail, NFL officials say that that nobody in the league had seen the video. AP says, not so fast. They've got a voicemail recording of someone in the NFL offices acknowledging not only getting the video, but seeing the video. So does it flow all the way uphill to Goodell? That's the question. Richie says, no, I'm not so sure, but I'm not an expert. I'm just a cynic. All right. Any other comments? What do you have, Kenny? Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day on this.
Let's see. Roxanne says, what disturbs me more than Ray Rice punching his fiance is the lack of remorse he showed while her limp body was lying on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's the most disturbing.
When he kind of lightly kicks her legs, as in, get up.
Right. Nice. Who would even do that to a dog or a cow? All right. Any other comments, Kenny, that you want to hear?
Yeah, one more. Ronnie says, Ray Rice confessed to assault and kept his job. Why was video evidence needed for him to lose it?
Mm-hmm. All right. So do we want the Norah O'Donnell? We don't need any more of that, do we?
I think at this point that's kind of been there, done that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's talk about a new proposal for campaign finance reform that would make the skits that air on SNL every week illegal. Senator Ted Cruz, who is a grandstander to the nth degree, he's the Republican counterpart to Chuck Schumer, who's never seen a microphone or a news camera that he didn't want to make love to. The Senate is debating a proposal to add... can you imagine these guys have got the time
Cruz
to
is
spend
the one,
on this?
Right.
Cruz is the one warning about
right.
this.
Right, he's the one that connected the dots.
There's a constitutional amendment allowing Congress to reverse a Supreme Court decision and restore limits on corporate campaign spending, the so-called... Where did it just go? What is the name?
Citizens United.
Citizens United, thank mm-hmm. you. Right. All right, so what's the bottom? What is...
Well, he's saying that it's an attack on free speech, and he's saying that under this, he even went so far as to say that under this amendment that Lorne Michaels could be put in jail for making fun of any politician.
So who's behind this? If I'm looking, at first blush, it looked like he was behind it. He's not. Who is?
Well, this is just a campaign finance reform bill.
But
the Democrats have put this one forward, and so the Republicans are attacking, saying, hey, this is your free speech that we're talking about here. Do you really want this to go through? Here's what could happen under this amendment.
All right.
But it's not, because it's about corporations spending money to back politicians. It's not about entertainment.
So is that why Cruz is really against it?
Sure.
Yeah, thank you.
But could NBC be considered a corporation backing a
correct.
Politician because they're making fun of another politician?
Could
that's
they?
What they're getting at.
But you could draw that.
You could draw the line.
Are you sure?
Well, if that's the case, then every talk radio show that has anything to do with politics
exactly.
is the same thing.
So then it's bad for everybody.
Right.
And why wasn't
dinner,
it the case?
Tell him what he's won.
Well, then why wasn't it the case before Citizens United was passed and corporations
we've had the Fairness Act and,
Fairness Doctrine.
The Fairness Doctrine and all this stuff floating around for the past 5 years. Government has been trying to figure out a way to control
some in government have
speech.
Yeah.
And this is just another way. So now they know, okay, the Fairness Doctrine, everybody's getting to that.
Street to be
Let's
going
see if
down.
We can find a back end, a runaround for this one.
Hi, Dr. Ken Kronos joins us in a moment. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words. And in the following story, you may be left thinking of words like strong, determined, and life. Chanel Carraway has a story.
Insight Daily Radio.
Pick up your fork and explore the world with National Geographic Kids Cookbook, a year-round fun food adventure. More than just a cookbook, it's packed with month-by-month celebrations, tips, photos, do-it-yourself crafts, and food challenges. I'm Lee Wind, and I sat down with author and chef Barton Seaver, who wants to stretch kids' palates, let them know about sustainability, and get them cooking. In the book, you're telling kids that food is their window to the world. You even dare them, right?
Yeah. I mean, why not explore the world through your fork? I've been an explorer for National Geographic for years now. And some of the most amazing people that I ever run into are always the photographers. Brave, brilliant men and women sent out into the world to create relationships that you and I are likely to never have. You know, we're not likely to tromp through the hills of Madagascar, go 3,000 feet under the Southern Ocean. However, we are very likely to eat a piece of seafood that comes from that area, or to sprinkle black pepper from Madagascar onto whatever food that we're eating. And so just as National Geographic sends an expert eye in witness to our world, so too do we every day. We just do so at the end of our fork. Throughout this book, I designed the recipes to reflect a great diversity of foods, of ingredients, of tastes, textures, sights, smells, and sounds. Because if we are to be healthy, the food that we eat must be diverse.
That's National Geographic explorer and chef Barton Seaver speaking about his National Geographic Kids Cookbook, a year-round fun food adventure. ngkidscookbook.com has recipes, food challenges, and more of my discussion with Barton.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be responsible. All right, time now for our visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is one of the medical experts on the Good Day program. He follows medical news, interprets some of the important stories. Interesting story, Ken, on oily fish and how it might have yet another benefit that we haven't thought about yet.
Exactly. Yeah, the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week dug oily fish. Just 2 servings of these fish a week can slash the risk of hearing loss by a fifth. Oily fish such as sardines, salmon, and mackerel, they're rich in omega-3 fatty acids, which have already been shown, as you mentioned, to lower the risk of heart disease, dementia, cancer, depression, and arthritis. Now, a study of women has shown that consumption can lower the risk of deafness. So eating fish such as sardines, salmon, and mackerel can help maintain hearing.
Or using a supplement like Omax 3 Ultra Pure, another reason for that. Statins may have other beneficial impacts on one's body, and this would come if you knew you had diabetes or not. I guess I'd wonder about that, Ken.
Well, this would come about if you knew you had diabetes. This is out of the medical journal Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology this week. Cholesterol-busting statins may also help prevent common and serious diabetes complications. Although the drugs are known to lower the risk for heart attack and stroke, among those with type 2 diabetes already, Doug, statins may also help protect against diabetes-related damage to small blood vessels in the body that can lead to blindness and amputations.
All right. So we've been up and down on Ebola, whether it is a horrible disease and is going to spread everywhere. Now people are suggesting this enterovirus in the Midwest could be something more serious than has been made out to be at this point.
Exactly. This is out of the CDC this week. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Doug, believes the enterovirus causing hundreds of hospitalizations now in the Midwest could get much worse. 10 states have requested the CDC assistance in investigating and responding to the illness. Enteroviruses, like the one striking the Midwest, it's called EVD68, are fairly common. Summer colds are often attributed to enteroviruses that peak in September during the seasonal transition. What is unusual, Doug, is the high number of hospitalizations of children. More than 30 children per day are being sent to the hospital in Kansas City, Missouri, and 15%, amazingly, of them to intensive care.
All right, let's find out a way to combat wrinkles and facial lines. This is a product to order right now if you listen to Ken tell you why it works.
Ladies, are you tired of trying to use all those wrinkle creams that simply do not work? And what about those bags under your eyes? That's why Genucel with instant effects is different. Genucel uses Icerl and state-of-the-art stem cell technology to target bags and puffiness under the eyes, and the results are incredible. Not those embryonic stem cells, but you can also say goodbye to the fine lines and crow's feet around your eyes. In fact, you'll see results in just 12 hours or your money back. Chamonix has been making the most effective all-natural skincare for 15 years. Chamonix products, they work better than anything you've ever used, and the results are definitely transformative. Genucel is simply amazing, so stop the guessing game and start looking younger today. You'll see results in just 12 hours and complete transformation of your skin in 30 days or your money back.
Call in the next 20 minutes and get the legendary Esotique Facial Cream free when you dial 800-822-6145. Mention Dr. Ken. 800-822-6145 for Genucel. Again, the number 800-822-6145.
I I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair pain-free and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time. Perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Number of songs that have been recorded since September 11th. Paul McCartney and the song Freedom is one of those songs. In fact, we have a review here for you, in a manner of speaking, of some of the songs that have come about as a result of what happened on this day in the year 2001. Seems hard to believe it was 13 years ago. We all know the story. We all know what the terrorists wanted to do. They didn't do what they wanted to do, but they've changed our lives. And no one can argue that. I don't think anybody can come up with a credible position that we are better off today than we were then in any number of ways. A small number of people having impact on our country and the world. It's really amazing. McCartney, in most of his, I think he still does this, most of the concerts he does, he sings this song, always gets obviously a big hand if he's doing it in America anyway. Also coming out of September 11th, Bruce Springsteen's The Rising.
Come on, rise.
Let's get a sampling of some of these, Richie. Bon Jovi and Undivided. This were true. I think it is when it comes to stuff outside coming in here. We pretty much are united. Jennifer, I think you mentioned a survey earlier of 68 or 69% of the public
supports some action against ISIL, yeah.
Right, and so we're there looking at the same face we were looking at in 2002 when we got involved unnecessarily, unjustifiably in Iraq, and now we wonder if there are lessons, have we learned anything from all of that. We just keep compounding things. There's now, because of the worry of terrorism that was created by who knows what, how many myriad events took place, we all, again, have to live our lives in fear to a certain extent. Pretty sad. I'm going to fly on an airplane later today. I'll be aware. I'll be more, I'll pay more attention to what's going on. And I'm thinking the people who are there to check out those who are traveling today will do a different sort of a job. Charlie Daniels, this ain't no rag, it's a flag.
This ain't no rag, it's a flag, old glory, red, white, and blue. The stars and the stripes, when it comes to a fight, we can do what we have to do. Our people stand proud, the American crowd is faithful and loyal and tough. Are we as good as the best and better than the rest? You know, we'll find out soon enough. When you look up in the sky and you see the eagle fly, you better know he's headed your way. This ain't no rag, it's a flag, and it stands for the USA.
The Eagles.
USA.
Whole
USA.
In the world.
There's a hole in the world tonight.
This song.
There's a cloud of
and the Alan Jackson song were the ones I think that affected me more than any other songs that came out of September 11th. Let's listen for a minute to this Alan Jackson. Where were you when the world stopped turning? I think this is very quaint.
That September day.
Very quaint.
Out in the yard, your wife and children working on some stage in L.A. Stand there in shock, the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky. Did you shout out in anger and fear?
Our poll today at DougSteffen.com. How are you observing September 11th? A, going to a memorial. B, attending a church service. C, quiet reflection on my own. D, with my family and friends. E, just another work day for me. That's the poll at DougSteffen.com.
When a loved one dies, the harassment can start. We're seeing a lot of issues about debt collectors harassing family members and trying to talk them into paying debts that they don't have the responsibility to pay for.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Sally Hermy, author of the book, The ABA AARP Checklist for Family Survivors.
If the debt is just in the name of the person who died, their estate is the party responsible for paying off the debt.
And if there isn't enough money,
then the debt is just going to be forgiven.
These aggressive debt collectors read the obituaries and look you up.
Now, of course, if one of the family members is on the debt, is co-signed, they do have responsibility. But really what we're talking about are those debts that are only in the decedent's name.
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do love
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarship. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TATC, certified to operate by SHED in New York.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden to pursue some of the things nationally and internationally that people are talking about today. Dr. Joy Brown will join us in a few minutes to focus on renewable marriage licenses and renewing your vows. I'm not sure the two of them go hand in hand. We'll figure it out in a few minutes. Speaking of figuring things out, for a change, there is some good news today. Good news on the environment. I want to pursue that with you in a matter of moments. But first, an email from someone who's listening carefully to our discussion of the NFL, the video of Ray Rice, mm-hmm. how the league has handled the situation, Roger Goodell, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This person made me aware of something that was reported in the New York Times. At the time the report came out, it was the end of Condoleezza Rice's time as the National Security Advisor, and she'd been Secretary of State for George Bush, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Somebody heard her say in an interview that she wanted to be the commissioner of the National Football League. And in the New York Times article, she admits that that is absolutely right, that it was no joke. She was serious. She wanted it to be known that she would like to do it. At the time, Paul Tagliabue was ready to step down. And now, of course, he's long gone and Goodell is there. And some people think that Goodell has made a mess of it. Richie's not one of them. I think Kenny thinks maybe he has. I am sort of ambivalent about it. But I think it was interesting to sort of ponder having a woman. You know, my theory about women and running things, I don't think Condoleezza Rice was an effective administrator. I think she's a good diplomat. But there is a difference between being an administrator and being somebody like a diplomat or an advisor. Would she do a good job as the commissioner of the NFL if she were to run it like she ran the State Department? The answer would be no. But it brings us around to thinking, just out of the box, what would happen if there was a woman who was a good administrator, who was a good business person, who understood. There are plenty of women now. The woman that runs the Coca-Cola company, man, she's terrific. And we could name a dozen others or more, two dozen, three dozen. But you can argue about the woman that runs General Motors, whether she's done a good job or not. I think she inherited a lot of things that she really didn't quite know how to deal with. But having said that, would the NFL be better off? This is a question. Maybe some people may respond to it. Kenny, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, or 888-302-3684. Yes or no? Would the NFL be better off with a woman commissioner? Whoever it might be. I use Condoleezza Rice because I happen to see the article and going back and looking over the story. We have
the NBA has a female lawyer running their Players Association.
Yes, they do. Yep. Yep. There are more and more women getting up, moving up in the ranks of these organizations. Would they be run better? Do the organizations do it as a defense mechanism to keep from being criticized? Or do they do it because they recognize that women are better at these sorts of jobs than men are? Question. Answer? You figure it out and respond as you will. 888-302-3684. Okay. So now back to, as Jennifer would say, our regularly scheduled
back
program.
Back to the studio.
situation that I use, I refer to this as good news. Scientists say the ozone layer that we've heard so much about. I remember when I was teaching school, there was a big to-do in the 70s as people began to think about the ozone layer and the hole over the, I think at the time it was over the Antarctic or over the Arctic. It's the Earth's protective layer. It's a membrane around the planet. And because we were told that chemicals, refrigerants, carbon from burning fossil fuels, all that stuff was making a huge hole and opening up the atmosphere to all kinds of things from outside that were terrible, we went to work in the 1980s, and since then, how many people have had their air conditioning or their refrigerator recharged in the past 14, 15 years?
Sure.
Remember what it cost before to do that?
Yeah.
$10. What does it cost now? $40. Do the same thing. Because Freon is one of the things they said was making the hole, so now they use some other thing. I don't know what it is.
And your hairspray, ladies.
Yeah.
That was doing
right.
It.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And deodorant. You can't find a deodorant anymore that's aerosol. Can you? Think about that. Think of all the things you used to be able to get in an aerosol can. Can you?
Everybody see the commercial?
What about spray cheese?
Spray cheese.
No aerosol and spray cheese.
Yes, there is. Are you kidding? That's that's cheese it that you spray the can and it comes out? That's aerosol that propels that.
It doesn't come out like the hairspray does, where it's like
it doesn't come out
up the room with fumes.
No, it just comes out in a big dribble.
Yeah, you just eat that crap instead of going
to the air. Exactly, yeah. Right. Okay, so a lot of people didn't buy the problem then, but there were a lot of scientists who did. The phase out of aerosol chemicals, and voila, the ozone levels have now climbed to be better than they were 20 years ago by 4%. This is 35 to 45 miles above the Earth. And there is a measurement that an assessment takes place. 300 scientists on the committee. Every 4 years, they release a report of the United Nations. And they claim in this year's report, this is a victory for diplomacy and for science and for the fact that we are able to work together, says the chemist from Italy who is in charge of all of this. As a matter of fact, this lady, Mario Molina, won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry in 1995 because of their understanding that, I love this word, chlorofluorocarbons. They were called, because nobody could pronounce it, they the news media call them CFCs because nobody could pronounce. Never mind, they couldn't spell chlorofluorocarbons. So now there are fewer of these. There's less chlorine. There's less bromide. God thank us for that. And the ozone molecules, they're up there 35, 45 miles above the planet, are now healthier. The hole is smaller. And so I guess that's the good news. By the year 2030, we'll have a better situation. Supposedly, over the last 20 years or so, an extra 2 million skin cancer cases a year around the planet because of the sun getting through the ozone layer. So you got to wonder sometimes when Dr. Ken and some of the other doctors on the program tell us we need more vitamin D, and that comes from the sun, best of all. Don't put on the those slathery things that are supposed to keep you from getting too much sun exposure, the PF 3s and 7s and 20s.
You mean SPF?
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you correct me again?
Those things, too.
You corrected me. How many times today have you corrected me?
I'm just giving you the dollar back for every time you said.
No, I don't know.
Every time you said that who cares to me?
Oh, right.
I've corrected you.
And while we're speaking of the sun,
yes, Richie,
blasting us with its rays, we got a little solar storm going on here the next few days.
Right.
So,
exciting.
So to our radio stations and our friends listening on the radio, if you hear a second of here and there, you can thank the sun for that.
Right. Here comes the sun, Richie. Where's Richie?
Here comes the sun.
Was it Richie Valens? Who did Here Comes the Sun?
No. It was the Beatles.
No. There's another. The original version was not done by the Beatles. The original version
was.
Was it?
You do not fight Mr.
Written
Beatles.
By George Harrison.
How come you don't get mad at Kenny for crying?
Because he's not annoying.
Fighting words, mister.
No, you didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Richie, no, come on, Kenny. There's another Here Comes the Sun.
Richie Havens.
Richie Havens. That was after the Beatles?
Yes.
Yes.
Was it? Okay, so I thought that was first. Huh. So what do I know, Jennifer?
I don't know, Dougie.
That's the only reason we're... Why do you always question when we correct you? That's the only reason we're here.
To correct me?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. We are the
only reason you're here?
We are the only reason we're here. Mm. If you were to sit here and just talk by yourself for hours, my God. Can you imagine the amount of corrections? What are those people who hang outside of the President's State of the Union address and fact-checkers?
Ready to get them.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Facts have no place in good conversation.
We're your fact-checkers. That's true.
Okay. So let's get to the fact. However, Joy Brown does deal in facts. And I'm going to ask her about the difference between one who decides to renew his or her vows versus one who decides to renew his or her license.
Instead of factcheck.org, it'd be factcheck.doug.
Yeah. I like that. What a great idea.
So, Jennifer, from now on, when you have to factcheck.doug, that's where you go.
All right. Renewable marriage license is up next here on Good Day.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got glue for 39 cents. So cool. Erasers for 25 cents. Way. And mechanical pencils for $1. I got a muffa about it. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got glue for 39 cents, erasers for 25 cents, and mechanical pencils for $1. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Offers available while supplies last. Limits apply. See store staples.com for details.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned HealthMark pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local HealthMark pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit HealthMark.com for the location near you. HealthMark, caring for you and about you.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Dr. Joy Brown is one of our favorites here on the Good Day program because she always has such pithy advice, and so I thought I would ask her to clarify something that is going on. This is a pop culture thing. By the way, you can reach Dr. Joy on her radio program, noon to 3 every day, on a lot of great radio stations around the country. Call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 855-99-DR-JOY, or go to drjoy.com and ask her a question. She'll answer it on the air. Imagine. Okay, so my question, Dr. Joy, focuses on marriage licenses. Wondering, for those who are not happy necessarily, or maybe those who want to ensure happiness, I won't have a pejorative one way or another, but let's say marriage licenses were offered in one-year increments. Imagine, if you can, the basis of the relationship and how much better it might be, or would it? A lot of people, just after they've been married for a while, they sort of fall into a groove. That's why I'm not sure being married is, if you're committed to somebody, you have a vow, whether or not it's done in a church or in front of the state or whatever it is. But a lot of people just get sloppy and lazy and complacent on both sides, by the way. Men and women get that way. So is this a good idea or not? And I guess it maybe falls into the whole idea of renewing vows.
Let's take it one at a time. First of all, believe it or not, in my first year of marriage, I said to my husband, let's decide on a monthly basis whether we want to go forward.
Really? After you were married?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
And after the first year, we did it once a year. All right, so, but...
Sounds like a recipe how many for years success.
Wait a minute, how many years did this go on?
13.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So, you know, all right. So, first of all, I mean, look, I just got my driver's license renewed yesterday. I think we should have to pass an eye test for your marriage as well. Like, eyes.
So,
number one,
exam.
You know, take. But let me differentiate, first of all, because you said a couple of provocative things in there. First of all, is living together the same as marriage? And you've done both, Doug. I've done both. And I would suggest they are not at all the same. That there is
really
a level of commitment that marriage implies, because it's a legal document, you have other people, and it's not that one is better than worse, but they're very different, number one, number two. And number three, with respect to renewing vows, I used to think it was kind of cute, except a caller called me up one day and said a vow is more than a promise. It's a promise on steroids. That a vow
is forever.
Yeah,
isn't
exactly.
It supposed to be forever?
So renewing, exactly. Something that you're renewing that should have been immutable doesn't make any sense. And I thought you could recreate, but you
if
can't
you're
really
happy,
renew a vow.
Why would it be necessary is probably the question. If you're not happy, why are you staying and why are you...
Well, but I think that the point is that people, it became kind of fashionable to a certain extent, Doug,
yeah,
to kind of respond to what you're saying, which is let's sort of say to one another in front of everybody we said it in the first time that we would do this all over again. And I think that's fine,
yeah,
but I think we have to call it something other than renewing a vow.
Do you
because
think
a vow can't be renewed.
Often people do it because they've broken it.
I think that's cynical. Yeah, I think that's a little bit of a cynical notion that,
right,
that you know, we're making a public statement because somebody is so angry or
nobody
so
can ever be happy in your world when they're married. They must be miserable.
No,
they must be cheating. They must have done something wrong to the other person.
Not in mind. I think there
are Doug's
solid marriages. But I think the most solid marriages are ones in some ways I think that are conventional marriages. marriages, that the man works outside the home, woman quite often doesn't, that there's a very strong spiritual connection which enforces the marriage, that it's quite often extended families. That arranged marriages lasted much longer.
Pardon? I am involved in a relationship in which I would marry Meredith.
There's not a
God,
in which
you marry.
No,
the worst thing in the world you could do.
What, marry
children? Children. Wait. Let's not. You're being just as cynical as he is. Children. Let's learn to play nicely with one another.
All right. Dr. Joy. Yeah, of course. He's just yanking my chain. That's all. Dr. Joy Brown. Check out drjoy.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
I always tell the girls, never take it seriously. If you never take it seriously, you never get hurt. If you never get hurt, you always have fun. And if you ever get lonely, you just go to the record store and visit your friends.
Like amateurs, some average band trying to come to grips with success, jealous and fighting and breaking up. We're buffoons. Rock and roll can save the world. The chicks are great.
You cannot make friends with the rock stars.
That's perfect.
If you're going to be a true journalist, a rock journalist, first you're never going to get paid much. But you will get free records from the record company.
This is Fever Dog by Stillwater from the movie Almost Famous. Stillwater is a fictional band that was the main character in trying to interview throughout the movie, the character. This kind of movie sends me no place. It's like a forgettable bunch of nonsense. Oh, see, that's the difference in our taste.
You're chronicling the history of rock and roll and the Rock and Roll Reporter.
From what era? I didn't see anybody from the 50s or 60s interviewed.
No, from the late 60s. Yeah. The late 60s.
Mm-hmm. The whole Chuck thing takes place in the early 70s.
Early 70s, thank you.
Chucker, what's your rendering on this song? Not on the song, but on the...
On the movie? I like it. It's a good film. It's not one of my favorites, but it's good. It established Kate Hudson as a major player in the business.
And Russell...
sort of wore out a welcome.
What's his name? Russell the writer. Russell Crowe? No, not Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
Cameron Crowe.
Cameron Crowe, thank
him
you.
Him, too.
As
him
the
too.
Writer, and he went on to write a bunch of big movies.
Yeah. Hi, Chucker is here. Chuck, he wrote Jerry Maguire. That's a good movie.
Yeah.
All right, sure. Let's keep moving here. Chuck Curry is here with some movie news. I thought it was interesting, Chucker, that screenings of Lord of the Rings are being accompanied by the Lincoln Center, being accompanied by live orchestras in the Lincoln Center.
New York I think Times it's really cool if you like the film. I'm in the minority. I find the first two Lord of the Rings movies to be wildly overlong and boring, but
really?
I'm in the minority.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I just wanted to point out real quick, Richard Kiel, the actor who played Jaws in two James Bond films, The Spy Who Loved Me and Moonraker, passed away yesterday at the age of 74.
7 feet 2 inches tall. He played good guys and bad guys, but he was one. The ending scene in Moonraker, where he's got that little girl, and they apparently are going. They both get blown up at the end.
It's great.
Right, and that's a memorable scene there. And
he's a great character in those films. And he also is in The Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds.
Reynolds. Yeah, yep.
Really, really good, interesting presence on screen.
All right, Chucker has some more movie news. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local HealthMart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood HealthMart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned HealthMart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local HealthMart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, Chucker. What do we have in the movie news bag today?
First story, Doug, actress Jennifer Aniston getting serious Oscar buzz for a dramatic turn in a movie called Cake. Her and the film itself got a standing ovation at the Toronto Film Festival. The movie should be out sometime in November or December here in the States.
Jennifer Aniston and an Oscar, didn't see that coming.
No. What's that?
Jennifer Aniston and an Oscar, didn't see that coming.
No, she's done a few. I mean, she's considered in the business as a good actress, but most of her work is comedic in tone. Morgan Freeman, who appears to be in every other film, signed on to play a civil rights attorney in Seth MacFarlane's sequel to Ted. He will represent the foul-mouthed teddy bear. I think that's nice casting. He will play a major role in the film. And Showtime announced that Nurse Jackie will end its run next season in its seventh and final installment. I'm a big fan of that show. Edie Falco, who played Carmela on The Sopranos, star. She's really good, and the show is a quality watch on the cable network.
The interesting thing is Ted 2 is being filmed in Framingham.
Okay, cool.
John. And
video of you wrestling with the bear.
Maybe you can make a cameo, Doug.
Should be 59 at the hour on Good Day.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.